Good morning, good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Monday. Welcome back to what could potentially be a hopefully enjoyable week. I mean, it's as simple as that. I mean, it's Christmas week. So I'm hoping that everybody is within the season's spirits. Hopefully everybody's in a jolly good fucking mood. Hopefully you all had a wonderful and enjoyable weekend. Hopefully you're able to get everything out of it that you want to get out of it. Hopefully you're able to spend it with the people that you want to spend it with. Hopefully you went out and tried new things, met new people, had new experiences. But most importantly, I hope that you made it to this week in one whole complete positivity filled peace. Now, if I sound nasally, I'm sorry. That's mainly because my allergies are weird, especially with Houston not knowing what season it wants to be, because I think we're in like the 40s right now, and we'll probably be a little higher than that tomorrow, and then Wednesday will probably be the tail end of how cold it gets, because for some odd reason Christmas Eve and Christmas will border between 75 and 80 degrees, which makes no sense. I don't know. I can't explain it myself, but it's, and I think that's one of the reasons why Christmas hasn't really felt like Christmas in a very long time, because of the fact that we haven't had the weather to correspond with it, which it's almost like a letdown, but you know, we make the most of it. So it is what it is, but we got to get right to it, because we have to make sure that we start off this week on a good foot so that way we can end off on an even better one. So, of course, if you didn't already know it, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. Now, I know that I talk about my mom on here all the time, but I can't recall if I've opened up about the situation with my brother and my father, both. You know, both passing away within another back to back, basically. Like my brother passed away first, then my dad passed away after that. In the same month, crazy enough. My brother was at the beginning of August, and then my father was the next year at the end of August in 2004. Now, one thing that I always remember about my father is the way that he taught me lessons. And that's really one of the few things that I remember, because my dad, you know, he would always talk, but he was more impactful with the things that he said. You know, he didn't waste a lot of time on words. His actions spoke more than anything. And anytime he actually talked seriously to me, it was always to teach me something. And I enjoy that. And I love that I can actually look back at that all the time and recall those conversations. Excuse me. And one of the main things that he did taught me, that he did teach me, was being your own person. And I've come on here and I've talked to you guys about being your own person all the time. But I think it's very apparent that we need to really make this a conversation piece on a number of episodes, mainly because it's because of social media and the way that the world is. There's always this pack mentality of everybody trying to please other people and making sure that their social circle is always behind them. And if you don't do anything that aligns with the social circle, then you could be outcast. So in turn, we have a lot of people who try to state that they're their own person, but they can't move without the approval or the okay of other people that they want the approval and okay of. Because everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be in, you know, in the in crowd or in their in crowd. I can't, you know, there's a lot of in crowd, so we have to say it like that. But any community that people want to be a part of, they want to make sure that they fall in line with those beliefs and the way that they move. So they change the way that they operate on their day to day, so that way they don't disrupt the balance of the social circle. And I bring up my dad because he taught me one thing. I believe I was 12 when it happened. And I remember I had some friends from school come over on the weekend. They knocked on the door and they asked me, so, hey, we're about to go ride our bikes to XYZ, you know, can you roll? And, you know, I was, of course, my bike was ripping and ready to go. And I went and asked my dad, and I know a lot of you can probably relate to this, you know, form of questioning when you ask your parents something. And it's more along the lines of, you know, hey, my friends want to know if I can go to XYZ. And my dad continued to ask me, he's like, you know, well, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, I want to go. He's like, okay, well, then ask me. He's like, oh, yeah, well, my friends want to know if I can go. He's like, no. He's like, no, I need you to ask me. He's like, you want to go? You need to ask me. And I didn't understand what he was trying to say until I asked that same question about a good six more times. And I kept asking, yeah, well, you know, my friends want me to go. And then through each line of the question that I asked, I would put in, you know, a friend who was outside. I would put in their name. Okay, well, so-and-so wants me to go. Well, okay, well, so-and-so wants to know if I can go outside. And then he sat me down, and then he finally broke it down for me. He's like, if you want to go somewhere, then you need to ask me something. It's like, you need to ask me for you. It's like, you don't ask me for them or for anybody else. If you want to go, you need to ask for you. It's like, you need to understand that. You need to understand that you are doing things because you want to do them and not because somebody else. So if you want to go, you need to ask me that if you can go, you need to ask me because you want to go. And that resonated so much with me growing up to the point where it made it easy for me to not have to worry about following a trend. You know, for me not having to do things because the rest of the group was doing them. And I think that that's one of the prominent things that helped me grow as a person and more importantly, as an individual. And a lot of people will tell you today that that's just how I am. You know, I'm not the type of person that enjoys social media at all. Growing up, my mom was it made it easier on her because I didn't care about what clothes I wore. Like, you can buy my shoes from Payless. You can get my shoe, or you can get my clothes from pretty much anywhere. You know, as long as it was presentable, I was fine with it. You know, it wasn't an issue because it was just close to me. You know, and even though other people was wearing XYZ or doing whatever, it never really moved the needle for me in any way, shape, or form. And so I say this to tell each and every one of you that it's okay to be your own person. It's okay to not have to worry about what everybody else is doing so you know what you have to do or what you need to do. You need to be able to make your decisions for you, by you, all the time. Now, you may want to do things because other people are doing them, but you need to make sure that it's something that ultimately you've always wanted to do or something that you ultimately want to do to begin with and not just because everybody else is doing it. Because, again, it's mainly about following a trend and just doing things because other people are doing them. If there is no part of you that wants to do it, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Even if you want to do something because somebody else is doing it, that's still on you. You still are making that decision to do that thing. And because there's still a part of you that wants to do it. You know, it's like saying, you know, how, well, you have your friends going on vacation and you've always wanted to go to a place. And it's like, oh, well, since they're going, I'm going to go ahead and go. That's not the same as just doing something because somebody else is doing it. Ultimately, there's a part of you that's wanted to go. And now that you have the opportunity, other people are going, it makes it easier for you to go. So then you're doing it. Those are the differences. Make sure there's a part of you that still wants to do certain things and not because it's part of the trend or because part of your social circle wants to do it or because you're trying to fall in line with the status quo of everybody else around you. So keep that in mind moving forward, because I want anybody who's listening to this, any and everybody who's listening to this, to understand that individuality is really going to start to become a rare thing because of social media, because of the TikToks, because of all these things that people are doing to follow a challenge or a trend or do XYZ because the rest of the world is doing it. Understand that you have to be your own person in this world. Find out what you like. Find out what you want to do within your world. and move forward accordingly. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Please try not to follow the leader unless that leader is you. And until next time, salud.